Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the HP Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin. And here with me, the boys, Brandon.
Hello.
And Ben.
Greetings.
Brandon, you're rocking a new shirt that I have to acknowledge.
Dude,
he is. The Dos Equis shirt.
Is that a new shirt?
Oh, no. It's a very old shirt. It was somebody else's shirt before mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you pick it up?
It's a Goodwill find.
Oh, Goodwill find. Okay, fair enough.
In our town, not surprisingly, there is a massive amount of alcohol t-shirts at Goodwill.
Wow.
I would have never expected that.
Like, honestly, I was baffled.
I'm baffled because I didn't know anybody ever got rid of them around here.
Seriously.
Mm.
And I got a Yingling one as well.
Oh.
I mean,
only got the beers that I liked.
They're both premium pickups.
There was a lot of beers, like Bud Light,
Did you get a Michelob Ultra shirt?
I would if they had one. I fuck with Michelob Ultra. you know that.
Now, Brandon, are you going to get a Truly shirt? Your favorite alcoholic beverage as of right now?
They had a Truly shirt, I would wear it.
Mm, it only comes in women's tank tops.
Brandon, how much do these cost?
Extra, extra large.
Yep, bring it on.
How much do these cost?
Yeah.
It's like $16 for a 12-pack.
Well, that's a good price.
It's not too bad. It's 5% alcohol by volume, so like...
This podcast is sponsored by Truly Hard
Truly,
Seltzer.
For the people who... The audience members who don't know, is a alcoholic seltzer.
Yeah.
I hate it. But the boys
it's great.
Love it.
I don't know that I love it, but it is acceptable perfectly.
Perfectly acceptable.
The first couple times I drank it, it's a little bit on the fence. It's more of an acquired pumpkin spice, Ugware, and white bitch taste.
Okay. Fair enough.
Can you say that?
No. But it's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You can now.
I'm sorry. It's an acquired taste is what I actually did. I didn't mean to say any of the other things. Scratch that from the record, Judge.
It's not the worst thing that's ever been said on this podcast.
Okay.
So,
by far.
I've said some fuck shit on this podcast before.
At this point, just let it hang loose, dude.
Wow. Low and slow.
Nothing will beat the time that Phil talked about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yes.
Well, I talked about a pregnant bitch dying, so.
That was on the old podcast, though.
Well, you know.
And I had to edit it out.
Yeah.
So.
And I kind of just made almost the exact same joke. So are we going to edit it out?
You acknowledge the joke was bad. So that's different than just making the joke.
Okay. Fair. Fair.
So, Ben, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good?
No, I'm destroyed, dude.
You're destroyed.
I'm exhausted. But I was very much looking forward to this capping off my day. I mean, I'm not going to go to sleep for hours, but this is... I'm happy.
Cap it off with the boys.
That's right.
With the podcasty.
With the boys.
Dustin, how are you? Nobody ever asks you how you're doing. Mostly because no one cares.
That's, you know, it's that's perfectly acceptable.
You're looking rather childish tonight.
I know. I shaved the beard off. It was because I wanted to do the mustache.
Wow.
For 4th of July.
If you had kept the mustache, it would have been acceptable.
No, yeah. Sometimes you just got to change it up.
Wow.
You know,
no.
Change up. The facial hair, up the hair in general.
Here's the only the only reason you shaved off the mustache is because you're scared of people.
I'm scared of myself.
It's my opinion.
His power level was too high.
It was like 9,000, I think.
Too high.
It
to
was
contain.
Over 9,000.
I'm good though. I like everybody. Been watching some Stranger Things.
Yep.
Here and there, it's good. I think it's a lot better than the last season so far.
I agree.
Not the last season was terrible, but it's
no, the last season was pretty good.
Playing Destiny 2 again because I hate myself.
Right.
That's the only logical conclusion.
If
you come back to Destiny, it's because you want to die.
You're going to force me to buy this game.
You want to feel the pain.
I mean, I have Destiny 2. I just don't have the Forsaken.
In a year, I will say, why did I spend over $100 on this game in total?
Brandon.
Just like I did with Destiny 1.
Here's my...
But then when I look back... I'm going to say, wow, that was some of the best memories I ever had, but I'm still going to be pissed about it.
Here's my problem. If I buy the game at this point, I kind of want to play it on PC. Mm. Also, PC is a little bit cheaper.
Well, fucking play with Dustin.
But the problem is, if I buy it on PC, I really don't have anybody to play it with.
Except me.
Well, I could play it with Dustin, but our schedules for game playing don't line up very well.
That's true.
They're fucked.
So my schedule lines up a little bit better with Brandon's. Except now he's got a new job and has to get up earlier,
Damn, dude.
But then I have to play on PS4 where I'm just not going to enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hopefully with cross save coming soon,
true.
At least some of these problems can be
cross
alleviated.
Save. We need cross play.
Here's the thing, though. even with crossplay, is that with Destiny 2, you let's say you buy Forsaken on PC,
yeah,
and then you want to hop in with the boys PS4, you got to buy Forsaken again.
That's true.
So it makes, I mean, it's no shots against Destiny. I understand why that's the way it has to be, because the platform holders
makes it less desirable
want their
though.
Money. Yeah. It does make it less desirable though. So wow.
See, but here's the thing. Because of that, I'm not going to buy either version of Forsaken, whereas I might have bought one of them.
Oh,
I can't believe we're talking about Forsaken. You know how long ago this shit came out?
Yeah, but you brought it up. That's what brought it up, actually.
It's relevant because there's a new DLC coming out. Well, yeah. It actually is, though, too,
because it went on sale. I would wager to bet. I don't think I said that right.
Those words mean the same thing.
I would bet that a bunch of people, much like myself, bought that on PS4 when it was $40 because they wanted to get caught up. Honestly, that's what I want. Imagining jumping into Shadowkeep.
Yeah.
So I'm already overwhelmed with the amount of content I have as a vanilla Destiny 2 player.
Yeah.
Imagining jumping in with Shadowkeep as well. Anything more than I already have.
Right.
Well, the whole point of what they're doing now is that you won't have to play Forsaken to play Shadowkeep.
Well, yeah, but...
But players like us want
to
experience...
I want to play it. Yeah. I love the lore, you know what I mean? So...
Yeah. You know, guys, I was thinking about how Destiny with cross save does kind of make Google Stadia a little appealing.
Yeah.
The thought, though, the reality is, where am I really going to play Destiny on my laptop? Nowhere.
Cali.
So really, it's not. Yeah, but so the ability to hop into your character on your laptop that can't play Destiny or something in cross save, that's very appealing.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
But I think it comes with you get Destiny with the subscription, the $10 a month subscription for Stadia.
Right.
Well,
but I don't know. I don't know if it'll be worth $10.
It might be worth $10 for 1 month so you can play it and be done with it.
Or you can do the normal Stadia thing, which you play for free. You have to buy the games, but the service is free, which is like 1080p only. Which, if you're streaming it on your laptop, you probably don't need more than
1080p. I mean, let's be real, Dustin. Not just you, but all three of us, really. How many games? There are a few, but how many games are there that you're playing for longer than a month anyway?
Yep.
So if you can jump in for $10 for a month, you're good. If you get another game later for $10 for that month, even better. Mm. It's kind of how I view, I mean, I don't have Xbox Game Pass just simply because of the sheer volume of games I already have to play.
Yeah.
But if you got Xbox Game Pass, like, if you're literally going to play in a different game every month, totally worth the price of admission.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Anyway, I'm sure we'll talk about Destiny more at some point during the show, but this is the HP Podcast, as I mentioned. It's the weekly gaming podcast from HansaFandom.com. We're happy to be here, hanging out, and thanks for checking out our show or coming back and listening again. Let's talk about our dreams and our shout-outs. And Ben's pointing at Brandon. So, Brandon, you're kicking us off with your dream and a shout-out.
Wow. My dream... You know, I'm drinking this truly. I'm imagining a world where I don't have to worry about calories and getting fat. Why in the history of humankind have we not made something that is both as delicious as greasy, shitty McDonald's and sweets and everything, but doesn't make you fat?
Did you ever watch The Jetsons, dude?
Honestly, though, like, why?
Yeah, it's like we have the quantum computers that can do, like, practically can think for themselves now, but we can't design food in a way that's healthy and delicious.
And what I'm saying is that, you know, as much, I like diet soda. Some people hate it. I'm fine with it, but it still doesn't taste exactly the same. I'm saying, why can't we get normal tasting soda that doesn't have any sugar? Why can't we get
Sugar substitute that's not shit.
Yeah, why can't we get McDonald's? Tastes exactly like McDonald's, but it gives your body all the protein, no fat, no sugar. You know, why?
The problem is the carbs.
Carbs?
Yeah. All the carbs.
Fucking too bad Stephen Hawking's dead. He can come up with this shit, dude.
He maybe did, and it's just like, you know, in a in his computer files.
I don't really think that's what Stephen Hawking focused on.
I don't know, dude. Something.
But
it's possible.
So that's the dream, but what about the shout out?
Shout out. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Shout out to you, time. Don't forget to take time for yourself every once in a while.
Wow. Brandon, very enlightening and uplifting shout outs and dreams these past 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know what? Honestly, you know, it doesn't matter if you're married. Doesn't matter if you're in a committed relationship. It's important to still be yourself, still do the things you want to do, and have it be separate.
That's fair.
You know, because at the end of the day, you know, you're your own person. So do what you like to do. Do what makes you happy.
Hey, follow up on your shout out or dream or whatever it was from last week.
Yeah.
How's that new job? You still liking it?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, it's fast paced, but in a very different way. And it feels rewarding. It feels like there's something in front of me that I can continually work towards instead of being up against insurmountable odds every second of my day. And it just feels like I get rewarded for hard work, and I'm appreciated. So
here's a crude question, but it makes sense about the overall job. Do you have time that you can go take a shit if you need to?
100%.
That's the thing. And I say that as a joke, but for real, the thing about Armstrong that sounds terrifying to me is that it's like you need to be on from this amount of time to this amount of time. You have 10 minutes for a break. If you have to, whatever you have to do during that time, get it done.
Well, that was the thing. And for those of you who don't know, that was my last employer. It's every second of the day was tracked. It was a call center, which is probably pretty standard for call centers. But the thing is like, that's not how humans work. Like there's situations that come up, and I don't know. Yeah. That was the worst part, that like, instead of going for a walk and clearing my head, I had to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get the chance to have a walk and clear my head or do this. And,
yeah.
You know, so no, it's honestly great. There's a lot of freedom. Honestly, I'm kind of like, if I have questions, because I'm picking up what I'm doing kind of quick. So it's kind of just like, if I have a question, go ask somebody, but I'm kind of like free to do what I need to do. And it's kind of great, you know, cause you know, I want to go up and get something to drink. I'll just go do that. And you know, it's on me if things at the end of the day don't come back the way they're supposed to, which is the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, if I slacked off, then I get punished, but I'm not, you know, I just have to take a shit.
Right.
You know, like,
sometimes like, you gotta do.
Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. So that's my dream and my wish. Also video games. That's it.
That's it, dude. Yeah, cool. Ben?
So my dream this week, I am dreaming a lot about a game I never played that I would like to play, and I even have installed on my computer, and that's Dishonored 2.
Wow. Ooh.
I have still never played it. Every time I get ready to play it, something else comes up. So I have now installed it on my computer, so I have zero excuses that when I have a moment to play on my computer, I will play that game. The problem is I'm also battling back and forth with, I've never played Doom on my PC. I've played it, but not on my PC. Do I want to play Doom instead?
So good.
But I think I'm going to go for a game I've never played, and that's definitely Dishonored 2.
That's probably a good
idea. So that's my dream, is that I'm dreaming that I'm going to get the opportunity to play that soon.
I have a tip for you for Dishonored. Play as Emily and not Corvo.
Yeah.
Because it'll be a new experience.
I've heard that before.
Completely.
Yeah. Did you play Dishonored 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like right when it came out.
Okay. Well, I mean, I agree with that. Corvo has great power, so if it's been long enough, maybe
it has been very
it'll
long.
Feel like a little bit fresh to be as Corvo, to kind of get back into that.
Was
if
that
that's what
2013
you're familiar with.
Yeah.
But on the same notion, from what I've seen, Emily has cool powers.
I mean, either one I jump in and play is going to feel new to me because it's been so long. I don't really remember a whole
lot. Right.
But I definitely want to get a brand new experience I haven't had before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go out a limb and say Dishonored 2, the most underrated game of this generation.
Yeah. Wow.
Or at least I think it reviewed just fine, but it was like it kind of came and went and very few people cared about it.
Yeah.
But it's a fantastic game. Love it. I think about playing it like again regularly.
Yeah.
So Brandon, did you play through Dishonored 2?
I did not.
There's a level called the Clockwork Mansion.
Hmm.
Ben, when you see that come up on the screen,
uh-huh,
be prepared. Really? It's like a seriously a 10 out of 10. You put it on that on a top five list, top 10 list of greatest levels of all time.
Actually, you know what? I remember either an E3 preview or something else. I think I know what you're referring to.
It's insane.
It's very Titanfall 2-esque, if you get what I'm saying there.
No, that's a different mission that's also incredible.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But the Clockwork Mansion is just like a mechanical mansion that changes as you play. It's very cool.
Nice.
Cool.
The shout out.
My shout out, and I know I mentioned them last week. My shout out this week is to Beanox.
Whoa.
And not just for Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled, because that in of itself, I know you weren't real hot on it, but I've just been like soaring playing CTR. But my shout out specifically is for the Grand Prix mode. And I actually wrote an article that's up on thehandsomephantom.com today.
I was going to say, you just got a fresh fucking article for that, boy.
Yeah. Just the... Not just everything in the Grand Prix is amazing, and the fact and like the way you progress, and the fact that it's free, like that's all great. But the timing could not have been more perfect for me personally. I don't know about everybody else, but about 2 days after I finished the game, I played so many more like other things with it and single races and everything, and thought I might put this down for a while, and like. Right as that thought came into my mind, I saw that there was the Grand Prix. I thought it was going to be like weeks ahead or weeks further. And the Grand Prix came out, and it's basically the CTR's battle pass, for lack of a better word. And it's just like sucked me back in. And now I'm like, maybe I don't want to get in for hours at a time, but I'm happy to jump in and do like, 6 or 10 races, whatever, and rack up some points and just feeling that progression and having something to work towards that's a little different every day. So that's just a lot of fun. And so just shout out to Crash Team Racing's great. We know it was great originally. It's even better now. But the timing of this Grand Prix is just perfect for me.
Dude, where's Spyro's Battle Pass?
There's a Spyro part of the Grand Prix coming soon.
Whoa. What do you want out of a Spyro Battle Pass for Spyro, the reimagined trilogy, Ignited?
I want it to be exactly I want it to be like PUBG. I want Spyro to be standing on two legs holding a gun, but it's just the game, but you have a skin of Spyro as your character. That's what I want.
Are they releasing Spyro as a playable character in Crash Team Racing?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, I'll hop in to try to get that.
Yeah.
Dude, here's the thing. This is unrelated to my dream and shout out, but I have to say this. So Evolve PR, a PR company we work with, they put out a tweet that was like, obscure game do you want to see remastered? I posted just this.
I bet I know what it was.
What?
Tomba.
I bet it was Tomba. Yeah.
For a while, I can't verify now. My Tomba tweet in response had more likes than their original tweet.
Wow.
So Evolve, think about it.
Evolve.
I don't know what to think about.
You should become a developer and make a new Tomba game.
I've looked into it, tried to figure out who owns the rights to it and see like what. Any kind of history about the
some Russian
Tomba.
Guy?
No,
some
it's,
Russian guy, just some random guy bought it at auction.
There are games like that.
There are games like that.
It's owned by a company called Monkey Paw Games.
Yes, I've heard
and
of
the
them.
The only thing they've done is release it on PlayStation Network.
Yeah,
and that's it. That company has done literally nothing else. I've tried Monkey to figure Paw. Out like
how
who
dare
owns
them?
It. Like it seems like a shell company. Like they bought. They're like. We'll launder money. We'll pretend to be a game developer. We'll buy some stupid license. Well, oh, that one. It's only $10.
Tomba. What is a Tomba?
You know anything about Tomba?
What is a Tomba?
Tomba.
That's what the Russian man was saying when he bought his leg. He's like, what the fuck's a Tomba? Shell company. There you go. Boom.
That's right. There you go. And then you can launder all your money.
Damn.
The Tomba money.
Wow.
Instead, they should just sell it to me because clearly I'd be able to do something incredible with the Tomba license.
If you owned... So let's say through some twist of fate, you managed to secure the rights to Tomba.
Dustin Furman owns Tomba.
What is your next step?
Okay, in a legit, serious way, my next step would be to shop around to developers that I know that would be able to do it and try to work out a deal in order to make Tomba 3.
Do you want... Oh, you want Tomba 3. I was going to say, do you want a remake or a sequel?
Well, no. Probably start with a remake. Well, no, get people excited.
Well, no, I was going to say, are you reaching out to Blue Hole? Blue Point.
Blue Hole is PUBG, so this wasn't that far
Are you
off.
Reaching out to either one? Are you trying to get a remake going, or are you balls in for Tomba 3?
I don't think Blue Point is the right developer
either. They're good, but
they're amazing. Yeah. They would do an incredible job, but they're busy remaking.
Dude, what about the fucking Rayman Legends guys?
Whoa.
Oh.
Honestly,
I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know who does that, but them or honestly, Beenox, Activision in general. They've been doing this.
I feel like Tomba 1 and Tomba 2, they should each be remade in their respective style. So right. Tomba 1 should be cartoony 2D.
Right.
Tomba 2 should be made in 3D. For Tomba 1, Image and Form.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that art style sort of on there. Dude, Image and Form, hit me up for the rights that I do not have.
Right.
Okay.
We're working on it. You know what? It's like, in some sort of process. Even if it's like a thought, it's in some trajectory line. Even if it's the first step, it's in the process.
Here's what you do: you buy Tomba IP for really cheap,
$20,
and then you turn around and say, "Look, Image and Form, if you'll make this game, I'll just give you the IP."
Wow.
Whoa.
Just give it to them.
That's some Shark Tank shit. You
just give it to them. They got a brand new IP to do whatever they want with. Wow. Mm. And you get your game, and you don't have to worry about anything else.
Just show them the
Steam
tweet.
SteamWorld has not been very successful for them. Clearly.
No, not at all. So. Yeah.
I'm helping them out. I'm doing a favor.
That's right, true, really, though.
Okay, legitimate question for you, Ben.
Yeah.
I know you have nothing to do on most evenings.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Can we send an official email, figure out who to email Monkey Paw Games, and see, just I want to know, like,
what's their price?
What's the price?
What is their price?
Like, make an offer. I know it's going to be like too much money, like
these
a lot of money.
Types of things, those types of deals are not usually discussed over email. Like, they don't just throw out numbers. But
it's like
if they're even open to it, we could have a call.
It's like and a
pick sale. Get them on the line. I know the Tomba beer would probably not sell very well. I don't care, dude.
Tomba beer would sell well.
Wow.
Dude, let's hit up Monkey Paw. Let's make it happen, dude.
All right.
Wow.
Dude, remind me after the show, I got like three developments to tell you about Pixale stuff.
Oh.
Like new people who have signed on that aren't ready to announce yet, but that they're yeah.
First step, Tomba beer. Second step, dominating the Tomba brand and purchasing the IP.
You know, it's funny. What was I going to say? Years ago when I was listening to Podcast Beyond, I actually was on Unlocked.
Uh-huh.
They were joking about buying the Blinks, the Time Sweeper Cat IP. And they legit, like someone from IGN legitimately reached out to whoever owned it.
Wow.
And it was going to be insane, like way too much money. Because they were like, we should buy it.
How much can the Tomba IP cost?
Which would cost more, Tomba or Blinks, the Time Sweeping Cat?
I'll give you $2,000 for Tomba. I'll give you $2,000 for Tomba.
Do you think Tomba is worth more than $10,000?
I think it's worth under $100,000 for sure.
Right.
I would have to actually see.
We're talking a game.
Sales numbers.
Ben, you got to Pawn Star them. You got to lowball them.
I understand how that works.
You got to lowball the fuck out of them. $2,000. I'll give you $2,000 for Tomba. And then they say, no. How about $9,000? And you say, no. $6,000. $6,000. Okay.
How much money do you think they've legitimately made on the PS3? PS1 ROM that they put out? Couldn't have been that much. You're talking about a dormant franchise from the PlayStation 1 era that didn't sell well in that era, but now I guess has that sort of cult classic.
Let's just do this exercise for a minute. What did it cost to play it?
To play Tomba?
Yeah.
On the
when they re-released it.
It had probably $10, maybe.
Let's say it was $10.
Let's say it was $10.
Let's say $500,000, which is insane. That's not true. But let's say 500,000 people bought it.
Mm.
That's a lot of money.
I'm thinking like under 100,000 bought it.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking you're right.
I could say like 60,000 people bought it.
Dude, fuck it. Sell your house. Live in Tomba.
Mm.
Dude, that's a good idea.
You don't need the house.
That's a solid idea.
You right need there. Live in your car. Make the
live
game.
In Tomba. Wow. That's something there.
We can certainly do something along these lines, but I have a feeling they're not just going to be like, sure, yeah, just random website guys. Sure, yeah, we would take this amount of money for Tomba. No problem. Just let us know.
You never know.
Like, I really doubt that's going to happen.
They might just send us a zip file of all the rights. Who knows? You know, like
Tomba signs it.
I mean, I think legitimately we should contact them about Pixale for sure. But
wow.
I don't know. Maybe just throw out some numbers.
This has gone real off the rails, and I love it.
$10.
Wow.
My dream this week is a little bit obscure. I ordered a graphics card on Staples.com because there was a price error.
Dude, they're going to track you.
Dude, don't say it too loud.
No, it's not on my personal account. They don't know what account.
Staples listens to our podcast.
If someone, they could do some digging and figure it out probably.
Dude,
I'm sure they just have to look and see who ordered that specific thing.
Dude, V for Vendetta guy is going to come and get you. Be careful.
Holy shit. Hugo, what's his face? Agent Smith. So I ordered this card because it was on a price error where you could do two coupons at once. You're not supposed to be able to do that. So I got a 2080 graphics card. It's like an $800 card for like $480.
Wow.
Everyone got theirs canceled except me. Mine says shipped.
Well, you don't know that everyone got it canceled.
That's what. Well, some other people were using it to buy like graphics, not just processors and monitors. Some other people got those shipped, but no one I saw confirmed graphics card.
Wow.
So, but they confirmed mine. So,
wow.
I'm hoping, because having a 2080 for under $500 would be fantastic.
Next level.
Get that ray tracing.
That's right.
Wow. All them five buzzwords. Games.
All five games.
That's right. Dude, though, shout out, since I can't think of anything, to Control. Coming out next month. I'm very excited. I was thinking about Control specifically. IGN is doing a bunch of stuff like for IGN first. You can watch the first 15 minutes of the game. Not doing it.
I don't like that.
Not I don't like it either.
I never do that, ever.
Also coming out this month, Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Yes.
I'm very,
so
very pumped for
fucking
that.
Fucking excited.
You know what we should do?
What?
I guess there's potential of a review. I was going to say we should split the price and put it on our Steam account.
If you buy the like $40 version or $50 version instead of the, you get the friend pass.
Yeah, but what if does the friend pass, is it like Far Cry where you can only play that when the other person is the other person?
Well, I mean, literally the whole point of the campaign is to play it with somebody else though. You know, like true. That's kind of the shtick.
Yeah.
You know,
here's the thing, though. I have never played a Wolfenstein game.
You're fucked.
I know.
Whoa. We talked about this last week. You were fucked. I don't remember.
No.
That.
OK. I clarified this last week. I'll clarify it again. I have not played a current generation Wolfenstein game. Mm. I've played all the old ones.
Well, you know,
Wolfenstein, both of them are very good.
I know.
For real.
And I need to borrow them.
Very good.
But I also have to play Dishonored.
I have Wolfenstein too.
If you want to play it, well, I guess it would be a similar experience on your PS4 as your PC.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say they're on Xbox PC Games Pass.
Right.
Well, I'll say it runs pretty well on PS4, to be honest. I have a base PS4, no pro, and it runs pretty stably. You pleb. You know?
Time to get the pro, dog.
Call it what it is.
What are you doing?
You know, I asked about, I was like, hey, guys, do you think it's good to get a pro
last week?
And then you fucking bitch on me.
It would just be funny because you'd be spending almost as much now for a pro as like 2 years ago. So you could have, if you were to buy a pro now, it's like you spent the same amount, only you didn't get to enjoy it for last 2 years.
Yeah, but it's about the pan ass.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. You can't argue with that.
So that's it for dreams and shout outs. Now,
that was the longest
stream of
shout-outs.
Was that the first segment? Was that the first segment of our show?
28 minutes.
Holy fuck, we're halfway done with the first segment. Here we go.
Honestly, it's a good thing because there's literally next to no news.
That's why we talked about Tomba for a solid 10 minutes.
Honestly, yes. I have to go to the bathroom so insanely bad that I was, not that I was hoping the show was almost over, but like.
Just go to the bathroom. Get up.
I had four drinks, man. What
get
do you
up.
Want me
just
to
go.
Do? I'm going.
Go. Now
I'm going right now.
We'll just edit it out.
I'm going right now.
I'm not editing it out. Just go.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So here's how it's going to work. Brandon's going to the bathroom. Ben and I are just going to have a conversation while we wait. Because you know what? when there's no news, the show goes, it's just whatever we want it to be. And this is what it fucking is.
It's like that all the time, really, though.
True.
I feel like we talk about news, but it's still whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah. So, Ben, are you still... you said you've been still just playing CTR.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing a lot of CTR, but yeah. I've been doing some video capture and stuff for some of our videos, and I've been playing, while I've been watching, like, television with my wife, I've been playing Roller Coaster Tycoon on my iPad.
Yes.
So, that's been entertaining me for a while.
So, I was looking through the new, like, games on iPad and iPhone. And I saw one that I thought looked really fun that I wanted to buy. And I remembered, I think we've gotten press releases for it. I don't think anyone's done content on our site. It's like a rhythm game with Japanese music.
Huh.
Now I can't remember what it's called. But I swear I got a press release and I was going to ask you about it. But
we could check it out. My problem is that my iPad is 7 or 8 years old now. It's an iPad 3, the original iPad 3.
Damn.
And so it can't even get the newest operating system. So, like, the amount of things I can do use it for, like, I can't even update certain apps, but the amount of things I can use it for are limited. But guess what? Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic runs like a champ.
No problem. That's the funny thing, is that everything for Apple is getting insanely expensive.
Right.
But the normal iPads now, not so bad.
Yeah.
Because this iPad I got for under $300, yeah, and it was new.
Yeah.
So the game I'm thinking of is called Muse Dash.
Okay.
Have you seen this at all?
It's I don't recall anything about that.
I swear I got a press release about it.
You may
$299.
Just buy it, dude.
I was trying to decide if I want to buy an iPhone or PC.
Oh.
You know?
If you buy it on an iPhone, you can play it on your phone or on your iPad.
It might be on Switch, too.
It's going to be more expensive on the Switch, probably.
Hmm. No, actually, I looked on PC, at least, it's still $299.
Oh, okay.
Which is odd. I always hate... What do you think about that?
What?
So, for example, you can get, for a pre-order, right now on your iPhone, you can get Dead Cells for $8.
Do you want to play Dead Cells on your iPhone?
Here's the thing. I noticed this is a trend, Ben. If you look at the pre-orders right now, here's some games. And I'm getting to a whole point here. Dead Cells, Hyper Light Drifter. We saw Minute come out. And Battle Chasers Night War, a game I think you reviewed...
Did I?
Somebody reviewed that, I think, for Handsome.
I don't remember playing that game, so I hope I didn't review it.
Maybe it wasn't you. Anyway, we're starting to see these more notable indies, a couple of them, come to iPhone.
Yeah.
You know why? Fucking controller support.
True.
Is right around the corner. I feel like it's going to completely change the iPhone game market.
You're probably right.
We're going to see tons of games that wouldn't before come to iPhone now.
Yeah. Like, you know, my only knock on Minute for the iPhone was the controls.
Yeah.
So if you had a controller, then...
Mark my words right here. This controller support stuff, Crash Bandicoot, Insane Trilogy, coming to iPhone.
Wow, that's deep, man. That's a deep one.
I think it's happening, dude.
It's possible, but it's just, that's crazy.
It's completely possible and likely. Brandon must have had to piss an entire gallon.
He drank four of those drinks, right? Oh, now he's drinking again.
Dude, you're drinking my beer now, dude. That's my Aldi beer.
He went downstairs and got another beer and came back up.
You offered this to me 6 months ago.
It's been in my fridge for a long ass time.
Not bad.
It's actually not bad. It's from Aldi. Aldi in Virginia, actually, because our Aldis don't sell alcohol.
Oh, my God. I had to... I initially went down to give a kiss to your dog.
Oh.
But then while I was down there...
Was that more important than our listeners?
Now, Brandon, may I continue the show? Brandon.
Go ahead.
May I continue?
You're
allowed. I have your blessing.
You're allowed.
Okay. So the only news items I have, we're going to do these kind of rapid fire. If you guys want to talk about them, we can. If you don't, we'll just keep moving along. So the first one is Dr. Mario World.
Look at his thighs, how beautiful they look over there in his shorts.
Ben, dude, honestly,
may I continue the show?
No, I'm talking about
honestly,
your thighs.
So high school dress code, if you stood up and you kept your pants exactly where they were, you would not meet high school dress code.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
100%.
He's got a short torso. He can do it.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
Continue. I start the show, boys? Dr. Mario World, surprisingly, is out today, not tomorrow.
Well, it is tomorrow
Medicine
or yesterday
Mario.
And the day that people
Medicine
listen to
Mario.
This.
So I played a little bit of it.
And
what's the only thing really of note to say is they're kind of doing an interesting thing with their microtransactions where like other games, you have hearts, and you can only play if you have hearts, and they regain automatically over time, right?
Okay.
Or you can earn them if you do well or something like that. So if you run out of hearts, you can't play, so you have to spend money to get more hearts.
Uh-huh. What is this, fucking mobile game?
It is. Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
So what's interesting is that Nintendo offers an option that you can have unlimited hearts for 1 hour for $5. Which I'm just like,
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I don't know.
Depends on how much you fucking suck.
To me, it's just frustrating. I understand how this is the mobile market. It's how it works. But it's like, I'd rather just spend $10 on the game. But clearly that didn't work for Super Mario Run.
It must not have, honestly.
People bitched and complained because they let people download it for free and then do an in-app purchase for the rest of it.
Well,
and
$60 unlimited hearts all the time.
$60 for Dr. Mario World.
That's excessive.
Full price game.
So you anyway, know, the problem is, if they did that, there are people they would lose money on. Because, one, not everybody would buy it. And, two, like, do you know how much money... what's that game called? The stupid game.
Candy Crush.
You know how much money that game makes? And that's like nobody's ever talks about that game anymore. It's old now. Like, that game pulls in millions of dollars.
Well, to say, even though it's not in the spotlight necessarily, the revenue is still... Clash?
Yeah.
Clash of Clans, like all that shit. Insane. I mean,
Carol at the PTA meeting is still playing Candy Crush.
100%. 100%.
And she's spending money on it.
She has three iPads. She's playing on all three at the same time.
Wow.
Next one. Confirmed today, there's a Cuphead children, well, not children's, but an animated show.
You better not say children's.
Coming to Netflix.
Carol.
And so this is, looks, there's like one single image out. IGN talks some details. For IGN, they talked with Studio MDHR. They were saying, hey, it's going to be hand-drawn, but not on paper. It was going to be digitally hand-drawn still. So it's still going to have that Cuphead vibe that we know and want.
Right.
But also, the writing would be for kids and adults.
Hmm.
So
there's a line there.
Hmm.
How for kids and how for adults will it be? Is it an adult show that can be loosely watched by kids with non-strict parents? Mm. Or is it a kid's show that has very, very, very subtle adult entertainment? Because more 90s shows, 90s cartoons, I would say, would be very adult-friendly in a lot of ways. And that's kind of shifted a little bit.
A lot of 90s shows are pretty risque.
Pretty fucked, yeah. In a good way.
And when you watch them now, especially.
Yeah, 100%.
But I don't know. I don't end up watching a lot of kids shows anymore. But, Ben, you've watched some kids. You have kids, so you end up watching kids shows.
No.
No. You were telling me, what's the DreamWorks one?
That's not a kids show.
See, it's animated. That's the question. So it's animated, but it's not. It's for kids and adults.
Is it?
It's marketed for kids.
What is it? Is it?
What is it?
It's called, I can't even remember the name of it now, Troll Hunters. And yeah, it's marketed for kids in the sense that it's like children in the show and it's animated. But like, my kids watched it with me and they loved it. So they liked it. But I do not feel like that's a kid's show.
Did they fuck or something?
Not on screen.
Wow.
It's just scary. Like, there's
monsters. I downloaded the wrong Troll Hunter.
There's trolls. Like, there's... certainly, I would say, like, early teens is probably... Early teens to late 30s is, like, the target audience.
Is it, like... What was that... The Neverending Story? Is it, like, that kind of vibe where it's, like, a kid's thing, but it can also be kind of, like, creepy?
No, it's animated.
It's like Goosebumps?
No.
No. I don't fucking
You should
know.
Just check it out. It's very good. I mean, Guillermo del Toro did it.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
It's his show, and it had three seasons, essentially, and it's amazing. And now they've got a whole expanded universe of that, which one of the next show that's on was, like, even more adult themes, in my opinion. Well, sure, it's still marketed to kids, I suppose, because of the way it is. I'm sure it's on Netflix Kids app or whatever, but I haven't looked. I don't know. But you said about me having to watch kid shows. My kids, like, my son asked me if I go home for lunch, if we can watch an episode of The Office, and he's 5 years old.
Yeah.
So, well,
good kid show.
I don't have to. Like, I tried to let my son watch, what's that, Daniel Tiger, when he was, like, 18 months old, and he hated it. And I was like, well, now I never have to watch this again.
Daniel Tiger is awful.
Yeah.
And I have disrespect for parents that let their kids watch it.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
Good kid show, Game of Thrones, Altered Carbon.
Wow.
Let me think of some of the other greats.
Do you guys have confidence in Netflix since, for the most part, Studio MDHR, they are going to be consulted on it, but Netflix is doing the heavy lifting?
I do.
You do?
Honestly, I do. I think that not only Netflix has had they've put out a lot. So it's kind of hard to say that they have had a good track record because there's such a large volume. If you go on a Netflix, I know their goal is to have almost all of Netflix be Netflix stuff specifically, but even the worst stuff is acceptable.
But here's the difference, though, when you're talking about Netflix stuff. There's, excuse me, things like, for instance, House of Cards, which was a Netflix original that they started. They helped with the production. They funded, et cetera. Very good show. We can talk about the last season a different time. But that's one thing. Right. Then there's other shows that are in like their third or fourth season. They get canceled. Netflix picks them up. And the only thing they change is they're the ones paying for it now. And they put their Netflix sticker on it. Let's look at like Arrested Development. Okay, still a decent show. But so there's a big difference between shows that Netflix has taken the reins on and started and between shows that Netflix just bought or you know, paid for. With Studio MDHR, there's no way they're going to let their proprietary, their intellectual property be made badly. They do a great job. We know Netflix does a good job, and I guarantee there's very little budget constraint on this project.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I definitely agree with you. There is a big difference between a Netflix original and you know, something that's just been picked up. One of my favorite shows, Trailer Park Boys, was one of those, for example.
Right.
Netflix picked it up, and it was slightly different, but still very much the same. Mm-hmm. So I think that they have an idea of what a show is, and they don't want to deviate too much, you know what I mean, because it has a set fan base. So, I don't know. I agree with you. I don't think the studio is going to let it get too fucked regardless. And I think the extra funding will be nothing but good for them.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's I think that one thing that Netflix has shown people is that they're good at when people have properties they care about, that they're like, something goes away, people are like, Netflix, please pick it up. Cause they trust that Netflix is going to take what they love and make it right.
Right.
So you think that they would do the same with Cuphead, but I don't know. I'm almost of a two minds where I'm like, do we need a Cuphead cartoon?
I don't necessarily think we do. I mean, I don't think it's bad. It's like, do we need a Witcher show? I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
that's a big difference.
I know, I know, but still, it's like, do we really need that? Not really, but I mean, I guess if it's good, sure, push it out. But like,
what's the first thing you think about when you think about Cuphead? The artwork.
Right.
You don't think about necessarily platforming. Like, it's the perfect game to turn into a cartoon because it essentially already is.
Yeah, but
whereas The Witcher is, it's a totally different story.
Yeah. I don't know. At that point, if we're concerned about the art style, I'm like, Netflix, make an old timely cartoon and make it decent, and then don't pay for the rights to Cuphead.
Why would I watch it?
Yeah,
I guess, but yeah, I don't know. That's strange. I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest.
Yeah, we know so little right now that it's all speculation anyway. But either way, it's an interesting development. Cuphead continues to just get bigger and bigger, so. Okay, these next ones are all rapid fire because I don't know if you guys will want to have to talk about them or not. So we'll just go through them real quick, and then I have a little game for you boys. So first one, Remedy confirmed that Control is going to be about 15 to 20 hours long, which, if I'm not mistaken, is significantly longer than all of their other games. I believe that, like, Alan Wake, you could probably beast through in, like, 8 to 10 hours. And I think Quantum Break was about the same length. So.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never seen a game be as long as the developer said it was.
Right.
Yeah, also, like, I could care less how long it is.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't care less.
Yeah, I that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we got some new games to Game Pass. So I wanted to read those out for any of our listeners that have Game Pass that didn't know about this. Middle Earth Shadow of War, that's on July 4th. My Time at Portia, which I've heard a lot of interesting things about this game. It's like kind of like Stardew Valley.
Is it Portia?
Portia. It's Portia.
I don't know what that game is. It may be Portia, but I've seen other things spelled that same way be Portia.
What about Porsche?
It's a car.
I understand.
And it's not Portia. Actually, it is Portia. It's not Porsche.
Isn't Portia the car? Is it Porsche or Portia? Because not on Top Gear, they say Portia.
There's a lot of things fucked with that. It's Jaguar.
Jaguar, Adobe Premiere, like that.
It's not spelled the same as Jaguar.
Okay.
Depends on where you're from.
Like the animal.
Mm.
Wherever the thing is from, it's pronounced however the people who are from there say it.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Aluminium.
Undertale, also on July 4th, so that's out now. Highly recommend play that. Blazing Chrome on the 11th, Dead Rising 4 on the 11th. Lego City Undercover, which I've heard is a fantastic Lego game. Brandon, you're a Lego man.
Yeah.
We've got a review coming for Blazing Chrome.
Blazing Chrome. Oh, that's the one that Dave previewed at PAX?
Wait, which one's Blazing Chrome? Yeah, it's on Thursday. We've got a video for it.
That's the one. I'll look it up later. There's a certain thing that makes me remember that one. But we'll talk about it later. Time Spinner on the 11th and a game called Unavowed. On the 11th. That Blazing Chrome game, that's a new game that's instantly coming to Game Pass.
Right.
They're doing a couple of those that I think really makes the service compelling.
They mentioned a bunch of them at E3.
Yeah. Like Outer Wilds was instantly on Game Pass.
Yeah.
But not on PC Games Pass, which is very disappointing to me.
Right.
Mario Maker 2 physical sales are almost double the original.
This point or total?
As of the point that I copied and pasted that today.
Gotcha.
Which is just interesting since the game is obviously doing phenomenally because you would expect there to be less physical now in the current day and age.
Right.
But Nintendo doesn't track their digital sales through NPD.
I think I saw today there have been 2 million courses uploaded from Mario Maker. Which is a lot. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are just garbage, but...
Oh, yeah.
2 million's a lot.
2 million, a lot of courses. That's the thing. I played it... I was looking through the courses the first day, and there's just not... Wasn't a lot there yet.
Yeah.
But now I think it's probably, you know, starting to...
Apparently there's 2 million.
There's 2 million to choose from. That's right. Brandon, this one's for you. From Software is remastering one of their old games called Metal Wolf Chaos XD. This game was only in the West, and it was only for the original, or not only in the West, only in Japan. And it was for the original Xbox. It's coming out August 6th.
Wow.
It's a mech game. Devolver Digital publishing this.
I'm into it. Dude, honestly, most of the stuff that Devolver has their hand on, I'm behind.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested.
You should be getting a review of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know if that's everything?
What?
Is that all platforms?
I don't remember. I think I asked for PC or whatever, basically. We can do any platform. Wow. So.
I think you play that game as the president in a mech suit.
Interesting.
I know very little about the game.
Sounds like a South Park episode.
Yeah, that's true.
It's supposed to be very silly.
Wow.
So it's just interesting that it's from Software.
Yeah.
And it's completely...
Yeah, it's an old From Software. It's right. Not the real. It's not the From Software we all know.
Finally, mentioning Cuphead again, they just confirmed that Cuphead has now topped 4 million sales.
Congrats.
What kind of indie game only sells 4 million copies?
Four mil. So, and what's interesting now is that they're going to be in Teslas pretty soon. And so, yeah, I'm sure that once that Netflix show comes out, they'll sell even more copies. So it's just interesting that we have this game that's not a casual game in the least as far as how the difficulty at all, but is kind of like this massively huge success, not only among adults, but kids. And
it's art style, man.
It is the art style.
The gameplay is great, but it's the art style.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's it for the news. Do you guys want to play the game or have the submitted discussion from HP writers?
We can't do both?
We can do both. I just want to know the order.
Let's do the discussion first so that people have to wait longer.
Okay. So, first of all, this one is from our friend Dave, and he was asking, who is better positioned for next gen, Stadia or the next Xbox? And I think he's referring to specifically the Project xCloud.
Right.
You know, we've got two streaming services facing off. What do you boys think?
I think that Stadia has an advantage in that they're first, but Xbox has an advantage in that you already trust Xbox. So chances are, I mean, I guess you already trust Google too, but
do we trust Google?
No, I
was
going to
say, because fucking, I was going to say that Google has that Google money, but Microsoft has that Microsoft money.
Yep. That Windows money.
I don't know, dude. Dude, Zuck versus Gates, dude.
It's not Zuck.
Who is the... I can't remember who the head of Google is.
I knew yesterday, but I can't remember.
Damn, dude. Fucking Google himself versus Gates, dude. Boxing match. That's the only way we're going to settle this.
Celebrity death match.
Wow.
Bring it back.
I think
Zuckerberg.
The major thing, I think... we don't know anything about the pricing for the Xbox One. Not the Xbox One, but the Xbox streaming service. So I guess the question will be is that for Stadia, if you want their Stadia Pro, it costs $10 and you get some free stuff like Destiny with it. But you still have to buy games full price on it. Whereas it seems like Xbox, ideally, you'll buy something digitally and then you'll get it that you could stream it also. But who knows? Maybe they're going to have a fee as well. They did announce at E3 about your home console being
your server.
The server.
Yeah.
Which I'm wondering if that will. You're introducing bottlenecks then at your home network level.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think we need more information on both of them before we can really say who's in a better position. In my opinion, I think just the name recognition that goes with gaming, Xbox is in the lead. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean anything when it comes to, if they called it Google Gaming, then maybe Google would have a better shot. I don't know.
Well, even that, fucking YouTube is the biggest thing around, and YouTube had YouTube Gaming, and that didn't really...
Yeah, but they came in too late after Twitch blew up.
Really, though, what's interesting is that Sony is ahead of both of them.
Right.
Because you can use your PS4 as a server right now.
Yeah.
And stream your games to your, you know, your phone.
Yeah, which everyone wants to play on their phone.
Here's the thing. With the controller support coming, though, I could see certain games working out.
Sure.
You're not going to want to play Crash Team Racing with that latency.
Right.
But, you know, maybe an RPG, Persona or something, you could play really well, stream to your phone. We'll save the other one. I did want to ask you guys this, though, real quick. This was from Boo. She asks, what's your worst haircut?
I think all of them, probably. The worst one I remember, it wasn't actually that I thought it was that bad of a haircut. I mean, I didn't care. But I remember I was a kid. I was like, you know, 14, something like that. My mom dropped me off, and I told the lady what I wanted. And she just did not do it right. And she, like, cut it way too short. I, like, wanted, like, not a flat top, but, like, you know, something similar. Mm-hmm. And she just like totally almost shaved my head. And my mom came back and I was like, oh, this is fine. Whatever. I don't care. And my mom came back. She was like, why'd you buzz your head? And I was like, I felt like it looked bad, even though it probably didn't look that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have a similar experience as a high school youth. I had long hair, you know.
We had long hair boys.
And, you know, it was more of a self-conscious thing. So when a hairdresser didn't do what I asked them to do, have you guys ever had a hairdresser that you tell them what you want, but then they just do what they want?
Mm.
That's what happened to me.
I had that happen like 2 times ago. I got my hair cut.
Cut it way too short. And the thing was, is it wasn't just, you know, it'll grow back. It was a self-conscious thing at that time. So it was a big deal.
Yeah.
That's my worst haircut, honestly. Cut it too short, did whatever she wanted with it. I mean, very, very loosely, I guess she did what I asked. But very, very loosely.
You know, I didn't have the problem where it's like I tell them one thing and they purposely do something else. The one haircut I got when I had long hair, because Brandon, we both had long
hair.
I don't think the person who knew how to, who cut my hair knew how to do a like long haired guy's cut.
Gotcha.
Which it was like long hair on guys is always going to be slightly effeminate, but the way this came out, even my mom was like, "Yeah, it's not so good."
Wow.
So I think she helped. She fixed it up afterwards.
Was it a good haircut, and you just didn't like it on yourself, or was it a bad haircut?
That's an interesting question. I didn't think about it. May have been a fine haircut for a young lady.
Or someone who wanted it to look that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not a fine haircut for...
It wasn't... You were like a metal kid.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It was not the right fit for me.
Right.
Wow.
Are you guys ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm very excited about this game. So, as you know, when we topped off this show, we were talking about Destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny, we've got lots of lore, got lots of weapons, lots of locations. It's got me thinking about a game. This game is called Destiny Weapon or Iron Maiden Song. So I will present you with two options. One of them is an Iron Maiden song. One of them is a weapon from probably, I think there are Destiny 2.
Actually,
there might be some Destiny 1.
Be careful. Iron Maiden might sue us for this.
That's
honestly at this point.
Perfectly true.
I'm just going to throw it out there that I'm probably going to fail this game miserably.
Here's the thing.
Gjallarhorn.
I did a litmus test. I had my dad take this test, who has never played Destiny, but loves Iron Maiden. He did terribly.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
He was very embarrassed afterwards, I think. Well, I did. It was over text. I sent the game to my mom first, and she said that he was surprised. Okay, Destiny Weapon or Iron Maiden song? First one. Blood Brothers or Ace of Spades?
Ace of Spades.
What?
Is a Destiny weapon. It's Cade's weapon.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so you're giving us two options and we have to pick one and which thing it comes from?
You have to say one is... You have to pick one of them and identify which it is, and then we'll automatically assume the other one is the opposite.
Okay, gotcha.
Brandon, that's correct. Ace of Spades. See, the little trip up there, because Holly said Ace of Spades because she was thinking of the Motorhead song.
A little bit different.
How do you mess that up, Holly?
Next one. Lord of Wolves or The Fallen Angel?
I think Lord of Wolves.
Lord of Wolves, just because the what's it called wolf. Wolves is a very big theme.
Yes.
In Destiny.
I'll give that one, not that we're keeping score, but Ben was first on that one. Damn. Lord of Wolves is a Destiny weapon. Next one. Peace by Conscience or King of Twilight?
Wow. I'm going to say Peace by Conscience is a Destiny weapon.
That is correct. Fallen Angel is a Iron Maiden song.
I knew there was
song. I mean King of Twilight.
There was a song with King of Twilight in it.
Wow.
Next one. Lord of Light or Wish Ender?
Wish Ender is a Destiny weapon.
Brandon,
I don't know, but like I can
got it.
This game is easy, dude. I'm the fucking best.
Damn. Next one. There's three more. Devil's Dawn or Isle of Avalon?
Isle of Avalon is a Destiny weapon.
Devil's Dawn is a Destiny weapon.
Brandon is right.
Yep.
Isles of Avalon is an Iron Maiden song. Liar's Handshake or The Great Unknown?
Liar's Handshake is a Destiny weapon.
Damn, Brandon, you another one.
Yeah.
Finally, Shadows of the Valley or 1,000 Voices?
1,000 Voices is a Destiny weapon.
Did you actually know that one?
No, I don't know any of these.
Man,
I am dead serious. I could tell. So, like, some of them sound like weapon names. Mm-hmm. I don't know how my mind processes it, but some of them sound like weapon names, and some of them are like, oh, well, that. So read the opposite one that is not the weapon name for me once more. That last one.
Hold on 1 second. Shadows of the Valley or 1,000 Voices.
So I'm trying to imagine, what would a Shadows of the Valley gun look like? I can't even think of something that would look like that. So
it's also plural, which makes me think it's not a weapon.
There's something about it. I don't know what it is, but your boy knows.
I've gotten
everyone right.
Sort of, because I thought it would be more difficult for you, but
it was. It was difficult for me because I didn't know any of them.
Wow. Brandon has an uncanny ability sometimes you wouldn't expect to.
It's the five beers he's had compared to your zero and my one.
Wow.
That's probably it.
Actually,
it
seltzers.
It made him smarter. And that's it for the show. We're at 1 hour.
There we go. The game
is done.
Look at that.
So I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Please tweet at MonkeyPawGames. Let them know that Handsome Phantom is interested in purchasing Tomba. While you're at it, follow Handsome Phantom on Twitter. You can also join our Discord, handsomephantom.com/Discord. Also, check out our other show we have going on right now called A Cruel Angels Podcast. It's an Evangelion rewatch show that Boo and I are doing that is tons of fun. If you want to support the show financially, you can go to handsomephantom.com/Amazon. It'll take you to our affiliate link. Won't cost you anything extra. Takes a couple pennies from Jeff Bezos behind. So he's probably got a couple down there.
I was going to say, he's poor now that he got that divorce. He's only worth, you know.
He lost half of his money.
Half as many billions.
My thought process was, he has so much money, surely there's some rattling around up there in the behind.
You almost have to assume.
Well.
All right. Any final words of boys?
Tip your waitresses and waiters.
That's fair enough. All right. Till next time. See ya.